Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Eric Johansson. I'm the founder of LSATdemon.com and co-founder, I should say, and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. Eric's a teacher for us at LSAT Demon. Eric, we've got an email in front of us here from Anonymous.
Yeah, Anonymous writes back in, as they do so often.
Always.
Says, yep. I am currently trying to decide whether to take my current law school offers or retake the LSAT and reapply in a later cycle. My legal goals are prestigious government jobs like federal clerkships or working in an administration. I'm currently in my senior year of undergrad. I have a 3.86 GPA and my highest LSAT score is a 160. I've gotten into good schools like Boston College, Emory, and Minnesota, but after receiving a T14 waitlist, I feel like I am capable of more. However, taking and reapplying is scary to me because the 160 I scored on test day was only 2 points lower than my top PT score. Would love your thoughts on if I should take my offers or retake and reapply. So just a summary, offers are from Boston College, Emory, and Minnesota. We don't know what scholarship offers those came with, but we could do a little sleuthing and guess based on the numbers, a 3.86 and a 160. My guess is, especially with that 160, not great scholarship offers to those schools.
Yeah, we can,
that for sure.
We can look it up. We can go to lsatdemon.com/scholarships and do some sleuthing. 3.86, 160.
Yeah. Well, I was looking at Minnesota first because that's highest up the list. Prediction is less than half.
Less than half. And then if we look at what Minnesota does, Minnesota gives more than half, more than 50% scholarships to 53% of the class, plus another 2% of the class pays no tuition. So that offer then, if you're getting a less than half scholarship, which is what we would estimate for someone with those numbers, if you're getting a less than half scholarship at Minnesota, you're paying more than 55% of your colleagues. So you're bearing, you know, more than your share of the brunt of the tuition at that school. I think it's going to stay pretty ugly as we scroll down the list. Boston, was it Boston University or Boston College?
Boston College.
Boston College is showing also a less than half scholarship. That's a school that seems like Boston College doesn't actually give that many big scholarships. They give 1% of the class full tuition scholarships and 15% less than half. That's at least with last year's 509 report. So there, you know, there's 16% of the class that's getting a better deal than you. They give 83% of their class some sort of a scholarship. 83% pay more than half tuition. As long as you're not paying full tuition at Boston College, you're getting more of the same deal that everybody else is getting. Is there one more?
Yeah, the last school they mentioned was Emory in Atlanta. Also, less than half would be the prediction, and they give 56% of their students a more than half scholarship. 2% get a stipend. We're not sure that stipend is an academic one or what that relates
so
to.
You'd be getting a pretty bad deal at that school. Our advice is pretty much always going to be there's just no reason not to retake and reapply. I would encourage you, though, Anonymous, to do something different with your LSAT prep this time around. If you're maxing out at 160, yeah, that's just not that's like not the type of LSAT score that probably ends up getting into prestigious government jobs like federal clerkships or working in an administration. Those jobs are even more competitive than big law jobs because everybody thinks that they want to do, you know, fight the good fight and work in nonprofits or work for the government. And there's just everybody is killing themselves to try to get those jobs. And I would also say that if you go to any of these schools, you're going to be, you know, you're going to be like below their average quality of applicant because other people have better grades and or better LSAT than you do. The placement ratio into federal clerkships is going to be not super high at those schools. And you're going to have to compete with those people for those limited opportunities. So I would also encourage you to, it sounds like you need to apply more broadly. I really want to hear about some scholarship offers. And I think you just need to do better on your LSAT prep. I'm not encouraging you to just do more of the same and take the LSAT again. You know, your best ever PT was a 162. Well, then, yeah, you need to get some higher, like mid to high 160s PTs under your belt, then go take the test again, then reapply with better numbers would be my advice.
Yeah, I agree with that. Also throw in there, because I can't resist the opportunity to preach just a little bit, I would hope that you have a better reason for wanting to pursue a job other than just it being prestigious. I latch onto that because it's the first thing you say. Your legal goals are prestigious government jobs like federal clerkships and working in administration. Okay, cool. But I think chasing prestige is, I don't know if that's the healthiest thing.
Chasing rankings is also a mistake, right? I mean, as we record this, the new U.S. News rankings just came out today. As always, there are several schools that shoot up and several schools that shoot down, and you really can't predict where they're going to go in the future. And if you think that like the T14 matters, well, what about Georgetown, which is sometimes in the T14 and sometimes not? What about UCLA, which is sometimes in the T14 and sometimes not? And if it's top 25 or top whatever for you, the same story applies at all of those levels. I would encourage you to consider the price you're paying and what you're actually getting, as opposed to just looking at the rankings and thinking that that tells the full story.
Totally. Thanks, Anonymous. Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.